Nearly 3.5 million Australians could lose their jobs due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Grattan Institute says between 14 and 26% of the entire workforce may lose work if they haven't already, and the crisis will have an enduring impact on the Australian economy for years to come. Treasury has forecast the jobless rate will rise to 10% in the June quarter, but the Grattan Institute says the figures are higher if you analyse just how many jobs in Australia rely on working at close physical proximity to others. Overseas, COVID-19 has now claimed more than 40,000 lives in the US and more than 100,000 in Europe. There's also increasing pressure on governments to lift restrictions, with protesters taking to the streets in a number of US states over the weekend. Spain has announced it'll begin easing lockdown measures from next Monday, with children allowed out of their homes to play in parks for the first time in almost 6 weeks. Tech giants like Facebook and Google will be ordered to pay money to traditional media outlets for news content that appears on their websites. Under a new mandatory code of conduct, the federal government will become the first in the world to impose financial penalties against online organisations who siphon news content for free. And Malcolm Turnbull's book publisher has confirmed it'll refer the distribution of pirated copies of his memoir to the Australian Federal Police. It comes after one of Scott Morrison's closest advisers apologised for distributing unauthorised copies of the former PM's memoir. The book's publisher also sent the staff member a cease and desist order for what it described as a massive breach of intellectual property.